The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Following a loan repayment and budget changes, Prince Rupert residents are now facing a property tax rate of 12.5%, although City Council originally announced a 15.7% increase in March. City Manager Rob Buchan talked about some of the biggest contributors to the tax rate increase.
The two big ones are the payment in lieu of taxes from the Port Authority and inflation. And then part of inflation, of course, is the labor contract agreements that we've recently completed. And also the policing contract has gone up. Council made some smaller increases to the community grants that are going out. So those are some of the smaller ones.
Following the increase, a timely loan repayment then came from City West in the form of $1 million to be paid in two installments and changed the proposed tax rate to 13.4%. However, in an April 11th council meeting, which also saw the first public consultation on the tax rate, council then announced a new 12.5% tax rate. Buchan explained how that change came, with the city staff actively working to reduce the rate.
Staff were still working on trying to find ways to make the budget impact lower. And we did that by basically taking out some of the capital improvements that were going to be tax funded in the recreation center. So there's about $100,000 removal from that budget, and also some, I guess, operational adjustments to the hours in the rec center, which reduced in some additional costs as well. So we did some operational changes and capital changes to try to bring down the tax rate a little bit more, which we were successful in doing.
Being one of the biggest contributors to the increase, Buchan talked more about the city's appeal to the federal government following the Prince Rupert Port Authority's reduced payments in lieu of taxes.
We're in this position from a reassessment that they did back in 2019. And, you know, we weren't to the extent of the reassessment that they were trying to achieve. And it turned out to be profound. I mean, their valuations, you know, went down, you know, from about $110 million of property valuation to about $7.6 million. Then actually they appealed it again to bring the value from $7.6 million down to about $3.6 million, trying to lower it yet again. So the city is taking issue with that financial decision, and we are going through an appeal process through the dispute advisory panel that is set up for the federal government for this purpose. That won't be wrapped up this year. Or if it is, it's at the end of this year. It's certainly not in time for this budget. It may not be wrapped up until next year. We're planning on being successful in this because we think that, especially when everybody else's values have gone up significantly, that it seems to be inequitable and wrong that those Portlands could devalue by 90%.
Although Buchan says that the city is planning to be successful in their appeal, he says that the case won't wrap up in time for this year's budget. A second and final public consultation on the proposed budget and tax rate will be held in council chambers on April 24th at 7 p.m. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.